The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
With me now, though, is the Chief Rabbi of Ireland, Yoni Weider. Yoni, you're very welcome to the show, and thanks a million for speaking to us.
Thank you for having me.
People may or may not be aware, there was a vigil held in Manchester today, and David Lammy, amongst many others, the Justice Secretary, he's been moved, speaking at it, and this all in relation to that awful attack outside the synagogue the previous day. I understand you were in the synagogue here observing Yom Kippur when the news filtered in, is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I have immediate family who are in Manchester. The Jewish community in Ireland has strong historic ties with the community there. And really, the names of those that were killed were released this morning. Two men who went to synagogue on the most significant day in the Jewish calendar, murdered in cold blood. And myself and we here, we can't stop thinking about them and their families and those that were injured, who are still in critical condition, and the rest of the congregants who were inside the synagogue at the time, as were we.
What were your feelings, your initial reactions when you were hearing the news, and especially given where you were hearing it and the context that you were observing Yom Kippur as you heard about this awful attack?
Yeah, it's horrific. Nobody deserves to go to synagogue not knowing if they'll come back alive. And this, I spoke to my siblings, my relatives there, and every synagogue there in the city was locked down for several hours following the attack as a necessary precaution. No one was allowed in, no one was allowed out. Which itself was a very frightening experience because some people didn't know where their loved ones were and whether they were safe. We didn't have that level of reaction over here, of course, but this is a dark time. This was an attack, first and foremost, against Jews, targeted simply for who they are. But it was also an attack against our shared values, the values that underpin the very fabric of a moral free society. So shocking, but actually not surprising to hear.
Yeah, to what degree is that mirrored in this country, that experience?
Well, so as much as I'd hoped, just keep staying on Manchester for a moment, as much as I'd hoped that we'd never get to this day in Britain, part of me felt, and I know many in Britain would share this view, that it was inevitable there would be a fatal attack. The rise in hatred against Jews over the past couple of years there has been evident to anyone watching. Attacks like these have been attempted in the past. Thankfully, they've been foiled. But yesterday, the warnings came true. And synagogues have been routinely graffitied. Do you know that over the past few weeks, there are reports of seven synagogues or Jewish schools in London where feces were smeared on the doors and on the outside walls? And there's been an unrelenting wave of hatred expressed on the streets, on university campuses, across social media. People have taken to city centres calling to globalize the intifada. And yesterday we saw exactly what that means. So if I'm honest with you, many of the Jewish community here have been worried for some time now because we've seen similar hatred against Jews fester here in Ireland over the past 2 years. And the graffiti and the anti-Semitism and the vile hate online is appalling. But if we could guarantee that things would stay non-physical, that would be one thing. But who, tell me, who can guarantee that? And the more we see more warning signs like this, the more people here are going to feel frightened and vulnerable.
Do you think that the people who are expressing anti-Semitism, or in the case of the UK, carrying out, you know, attacks, not necessarily said the attack in Manchester, but those attacks you mentioned, the smearing of feces in schools and those awful things, do you think this increase in... But do you think, or what I was going to ask is, do you think this increase in anti-Semitism is that, how will I phrase it, that people are coming new to it, or that there was a latent anti-Semitism there and now people have kind of the courage, if that's the right word, to express it? Do you know what I mean?
I definitely think people feel emboldened.
Emboldened, that's a better word, sorry, that, yes.
I definitely think that's true. I think there's been a lot of demonizing rhetoric against Israel, which spills over inevitably into hatred against Jews. As much as people might like to differentiate, that's not how it's experienced by many in the Jewish community. And nobody deserves to be murdered because of a conflict that's happening thousands of miles away. And as I said, this just flies in the face of everything that underpins our society.
Do you think it is going to get worse?
yesterday's attack in Manchester was on a different magnitude. I do not believe that there's been a fatal targeted attack on Jews in Britain in living memory. So, of course, Jews here and around Europe are frightened that it is going to get worse. And particularly for us here, because of the geographical proximity, because of the similarities in what we've seen in the warning signs, and because the community here has these strong historic ties to the community in Manchester, of course, people are frightened. I'm deeply grateful to the Gardaí and to the local authorities who are committed to our safety. I've spoken to them today. We're constantly in contact with them, and I thank them for everything they do. And of course, security here is going to be significantly increased in the coming weeks.
How much, sorry to cut across you, Yanni, how much more conscious have you guys had to be in your community where you celebrate in the synagogue of your own security over the last couple of years?
Yeah, steps up significantly compared to what we had. And it's the feeling as well. I've been chief rabbi here for just over 2 years now. And when I came to the community, the strong feeling was that, of course, there's been historic anti-Semitism here, but by and large, the day-to-day feeling is that Jews here are liked and respected, and this is a good place to be Jewish. And I'm very sad to say that for many, that feeling has started to change. Not because anti-Semitism has become a daily reality for all Jews in Ireland, it hasn't, but because these attacks are becoming more frequent, more prominent, and we're not seeing them stop, it's shifted the attitude and the atmosphere, and we've responded with the necessary precautions.
What do you think could be done or could be said in this country that might counteract that feeling you described of people feeling emboldened to act? What might suck the wind out of their sails?
It's a good question. It's an important question. I think there's a lot of soul searching that we need to do, because at the end of the day, we can continue to build higher fences and to try to be as secure as possible. But if we're not looking at the root cause, it's not going to get any better. And again, when people can go to the streets and shout, globalize the intifada, and you know they're allowed to do that with free rein, and they don't see any consequences to those actions, I think that emboldens them. And I think the primary point is to realize that, because I think a lot of people don't realize the connection between the words that people say and the things that happen online on social media and the impact that it has in the real world to us.
So do you suspect there's people who go along to protest, you know, with all the goodwill in the world, and they maybe are, you know, they begin to chant globalize the intifada or from the river to the sea, and they just think of it as a kind of a protest in solidarity with Palestinians rather than anything else?
Yeah, and I've got no doubt that many people go to these protests with all the goodwill in the world. But I would ask them to take a good look at the people standing to their right and to their left and at some of the slogans that they're chanting or the placards that they're holding up, and ask actually, what do those slogans mean, and what do the people chanting them mean when they say them?
Yanni, thanks a million for joining us. We appreciate your time. Chief Rabbi of Ireland, Yanni Weeder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.